Jedi Temple, Coruscant. Master Silgal, who like all Mon Calamari, possessed a stocky, powerful body and bulbous head with protruding eyes that routinely moved independently in their sockets, left Master Hamner's quarters at a fast walk, this unaccustomed speed causing her Jedi robes to swirl around her. Jaina Solo, Jedi Knight and daughter of Han and Leia, dressed in ordinary robes like a scaled-down version of Silgal's, saw her emerge. Jaina hurried to catch up and walk beside the Master Jedi. A tiny woman and a delicate beauty, had Jaina not been famous because of her parents and her own exploits, she might have been mistaken for the sort of athlete who won fame for some sports victory, then spent the rest of her professional career fulfilling lucrative product endorsement contracts. In truth, she cared little about her looks or money. Her continued service to the Jedi was proof enough of the latter. She waved to catch Silgal's attention.
"I take it that something's up."
Silgal nodded.
"Something is very, very up. I just had a message from your cousin."
Silgal's voice was the sort of resident gravelly rumble common to the Mon Calamari. Hers was usually a trifle softer, as befit a healer. But now it was as hard as that of any member of her species.
"From Ben? Is Luke all right?"
"He is hurt and tired, but he will recover."
"Well?"
Not as diplomatically adept as her mother, Jaina did not bother keeping impatience out of her voice.
"Jedi Skywalker has informed us, and I point out that because it comes from young Ben, it is no violation of the Grand Master's terms of exile."
"You're splitting hairs."
"I have no hairs to split. Young Ben informs us that the dark side of the Force is powerfully represented in the Maw Cluster, and the Sith are at large again in the galaxy."
"What?"
"Sith. Your uncle and cousin fought them, but these do not follow the Sith rule of two. They apparently follow a Sith rule of however many they need. The Grand Master is pursuing one to try to find her planet of origin."
Jaina was silent until the two of them reached the end of the marbled corridor and the turbolift. It opened before them, and they stepped in.
"What's Master Hamner's response? To assume that Ben is wrong and ignore the problem?"
"The Master is no fool. Med Center, please."
The turbolift doors closed, and the lift plummeted. Unmoved by the lift's heart-stopping speed, Silgal continued.
"He knows no Jedi Knight would lie about such a thing, or even report it when not absolutely sure. Master Hamner will be calling for the Masters to convene and strategize."
The lift shuddered to a halt, and its doors opened, allowing the two Jedi to exit on the level where most of the medical officers were located.
"But we can be sure that whatever we decide, whatever we do, it will have to be without the knowledge or approval of the Galactic Alliance government."
Jaina nodded. That was a given. The GA Chief of State, Natasi Dalla, was no fan of the Jedi and would oppose any military action unilaterally initiated by the Jedi Order. But the Sith were a menace recognized chiefly by the Jedi. To the population at large, they were either fairy tale monsters or just another philosophical order, little different from the Jedi themselves. In fact, Jaina's brother Jason had, at different times, been both Jedi and Sith, and had blurred the distinction between them in the public eye.
"Make sure I get invited to the meeting," Jaina said. "If the Sith are under discussion, the Sword of the Jedi needs to be there."
She had a distaste for referring to the title that had been conveyed upon her during the Yuuzhan Vong War. But at times like this, it needed to be invoked. Silgal nodded again.
"The Sword of the Jedi needs to be lit and swinging at the enemy."